Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 3, we were talking about the attitude that we should have toward people that hate us for the stand that we take for the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today. Foundation for the Bible. Well, that Mount of Olives on which I was standing shall split in half. Now, they say that because of this prophecy in the Bible, that all those graves, you see a lot of them right there in front of the gate, of the eastern gate, and also many along the line there of Jews, you see all those graves there because they believe that when Christ comes back, they'll resurrect and they'll walk right through the gate, the eastern gate. So one of the buried there so that when they arose, they could just walk straight in. Now, that's a little bit out there in their thinking, but, boy, what a great faith it is to say, I know that in this flesh I shall see my God. And so that was their hope, and that was their way. Now, the water runs north to south through the Sea of Galilee, down to the Dead Sea. That's where it is today. But in that day to come, it's going to run east to west, just the opposite. In the millennium, the countryside will glow with new health, and everything will be beautiful and bountiful. And all that the locust of sin and disobedience has devoured, is now restored, not only restored, but better. In the midst of devastation, Israel is directed to a future day and hope. I don't know what you're going through right now, my friend, but understand, the best is yet to come. Folks, I probably went through a year here just recently of more lies and half-truths told about me and just pouting out gossip. And, you know, there was a blessing in it because there are many people that just automatically said, Preacher, I know you, and that's not true. And others would say, Preacher, did this happen? And I would tell them whatever it was they're talking about. And they'd hear the truth. They'd be mad. I even had some people say, Pastor, who do you need to go and knock around for you? You know, no, we're not of that spirit. And so it showed me I had friends, you know, and people that thought very strongly for me and prayed for me. And boy, what a blessing that was as a pastor to have people like that. I tell you what, I feel like I have the best church in town, in the state, in the country. I really do. They're great people at Central Baptist Church here of Ocala. I love them. But I also know that there are people that do not like me. And if you preach the word as it is to men as they are, the more you do, the more we'll hate you. And the more even people that name the name of Christ will stand against you, even people that have claimed to be fundamental, you'll find out they're not fundamental. They're not biblical. They're something else. But praise God for the work that he does do and the restoration that he brings about. What a great God that we have. He is a wonderful God. So there was that future day that we have to keep our hearts and minds stayed on. So when we're going through the trial, you know it's going to be all right. One day we'll stand in heaven and rejoice over the blessing of God. Especially the fact that we're tame and fashioned like unto his glorious body. Oh, what a day that will be. The story is told of a man who years ago lost his wife, children. That is, he lost his wife and children's respect by immorality, by drink, and by unscrupulous business deals. He lost his family. But at the time that he was doing those things, it seemed so much fun. He lived it up. Church, and particularly the preaching of the word, caused him anguish and restriction. Many reasons he thought of why to leave that kind of church that preaches the word. But the season of sin was not worth the long-term price. What he thought was a nuisance to his life, a nuisance to his happiness, was the very thing that would have blessed it now and forever. And it would have retained the respect of his children, as well as a wife who had loved him. You see, the moment of sin may seem fun, and the ways of righteousness and holiness you think is for losers. But if you're saved, the loss of reward, the shame at his appearing, at his coming, lesser reward in heaven, saved so as by fire. Oh, my friend, you know, in 1 John 2:28, it says some will have confidence and some will be ashamed at his appearing. I think if ashamed as those that it says that they'll be saved so as by fire, their works burned up. They will not hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Oh, but those that remain faithful, stay true to God regardless of the circumstance. Oh, my goodness. They have found in life already that the sufficiency of God is such a great thing that it sustains them no matter what. Oh, the sufficiency of God is great. But to have confidence. What's that word mean by confidence? That's the idea of peace. God, the Lord comes and there's a peace. There's a joy as you go to the judgment seat of Christ. Oh, my friend, do you have that? Do you have that? Oh, wouldn't you want to be able to display yourself as a true witness to the world that day when you stand before the Lord? You see, the loss of reward in eternity, being saved so by fire, is not worth any sin in this life. But I fear that too many lack the eyes of faith to see and understand that truth. My friend, ask God to help you to understand what that means, the loss of reward. Again, there's not any sin in this life that is worth the loss of reward. I've seen spouses that cheated on their mate, and their mates would forgive them of whatever they knew they did. A lot of times they hid things that they did so the spouse would not know those things. But the things they did know, they were able to forgive them as they confessed and asked forgiveness. But years down the road, they must ask, was the price too high? Was the disrespect, the distrust? And especially, whether it's the wife or a husband, to think, to know, as a result of a relationship that you may have had, that maybe you're not the first love of their life, maybe you're not the love of their life, maybe they feel like, oh, you know, any time we've ever talked about it, he or she defended them. Oh, what a shame that is. And look, don't defend the devil. The devil just wanted me to have a good time, that's all. Oh, no. The devil did. The devil wanted to have a good time. He was after something that belongs to Jesus Christ. Don't try to justify it, because that doesn't make it right with God. And don't try to make it right with your mate by trying to justify your sin. I think we live in a day today of people that do not accept responsibility. And anybody that says, I wouldn't have done that if they had not, no. Sin is sin. When you sin, it's not, I wouldn't have if they. No, you chose to sin. You chose an action that you know doesn't go along with the Word of God. Don't blame somebody for your sin. Oh, they enticed me. Oh, they just tempted me. No. You chose, whether they enticed you or tempted you or not, you chose to do it. Do God's will, God's way. That's always the right thing to do. Now, praise God, the promises of eternity are fulfilled in eternal life and peace, and no more sorrow, and no more crying, no more tears and pain. And the former things are passed away, as Revelation 21 verse 4 tells us. The former things passed away. Hallelujah for the cross. And restoration in verse 18 is for the people of God. But notice the ruin there again in verse 19. Egypt shall be a desolation, and Edom shall be a desolate wilderness. For the violence against the children of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. Do you remember the children of Israel out in the wilderness wanted to go back? Oh, Moses, why'd you bring us out here? Well, they had cried in Egypt. All the labor and everything else, it was so bad, and the taskmaster, everything was so hard, they cried to be delivered, and God delivered them. But it didn't move the way they did, so they were wanting to go back to Egypt. And sometimes there are those of you that have cried to say, oh, Lord, deliver me from the consequences and the power of this sin. Once you're delivered all that, then you see the Christian life and its pureness, and call it a holiness. You begin to remember some of the things that you did back in Egypt, that is, back in the world. And you want to bring those things back.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. My feet